Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is a Frank Podcast.
Welcome along
to another episode of Wellington Paranormal, the podcast. I'm Karen O'Leary.
And I'm Mike Minogue.
And we're so happy to have you here listening to us today.
Jeez, you've been practicing.
Oh, I just thought I should have a turn at being the starter.
Really good.
Yeah.
That was the best one you've ever done.
Well, it's the only one I've ever done.
No, you've done one other one. It was so bad I had to redo it.
Nah, well, look, I think this is the change that we're going to make for the future.
No, absolutely keen on that.
Yeah.
You can also do all of the prep.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
Oh, well, the prep for today was a blank sheet.
Yeah. Well, actually, I've filled it out. You won't know that, though.
No, I don't. No. This is the thing.
Can I just say that we make things really difficult on Jake, in particular me. I mean, you turn up and talk. But then after this, I have to watch the episodes and edit them, give notes to Jake, and I have to give notes to Jake on what are going to be the clips that we use for our socials. And so I watched Paul Yates the other night, which was about an hour 10 of you, me, and Yatesy yarning it up. Went quite quickly.
Did go quickly.
There was some good yarns in there. But Jake is always having to hassle me, which he shouldn't have to do these edits because he needs it sort of sorted by a certain time. So my dream for Jake
is Jake, if you want me to, I can help. I can watch things. I've got a lot of time on my hands at the moment. So I'm more than happy to watch things and say, cut that bit out. It's too much of Mike talking.
The problem is if we cut out me talking, it'll be 1 minute long or 2 minutes.
Well, we could, you know what we could try?
You talking, sure.
Yeah.
You can talk whenever you like. You know that.
Great.
But the other thing is that sometimes things are said where you're quite positive that they need to stay in, whereas I'm 100% certain they need to be cut out.
Like what?
And if you were editing, you would be naming and shaming people.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. So that's why I'm I'm in charge of the editing.
Maybe we need to have a compromise.
No, we don't.
Why not?
No, because there are certain things that shouldn't get.
This is definitely not a compromise.
It's not.
No, we don't.
No, we don't. No, because there's certain things, like when you're naming people and it's, but you feel the same way about it as me, but if people are going to feel bad.
Or I don't want anyone to feel
bad. No, that's right.
Unless they're people that I think should feel bad.
Exactly, and this is the thing. So it's best not to be mean to anyone. On this podcast.
I disagree.
On this podcast. You can be mean to people wherever you want, but that's not what people come to this podcast for.
Do they not come to this podcast to get enlightened by really good progressive thinking? Which might mean that you sometimes have a shot at a government that you feel is absolutely ridiculous.
I think if it's government, I think it's when it's individuals and things. Like we've left some Winston Peters things in there. We've
left
a bunch of stuff in there. But when it gets a little bit less obvious. It's not to say that I'm just saying, and also.
It's not to say, but you're just saying.
And also, I know.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a compliment to you.
Thank you. I'll take it.
It's town square stuff. String them up, which I agree with. What have you been doing?
Me?
Oh, hang on. Before you start, that was close. We're just going to have a yarn in this one. This is a catch up.
Yes.
You and me.
So if you came here for Wellington Paranormal content,
it's not going to be
come
much.
Back another time. What have I been doing?
Yes.
Well, a combination of a few things and then absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Obviously, I think since we last spoke, I've New Zealand has decided not to make news anymore, so they've cancelled like the news. So
that's right.
Yeah, so NewsHub has shut down all of its news operations, which obviously was my job with the Paddy Gower show.
Yes.
So that's now cancelled.
Yes.
And then TVNZ have kind of followed suit and cutting down all of their stuff as well. So
yeah, well, they've got until June, sort of, don't they, NewsHub, is when they're actually going to do it.
Let's not even get started.
Let's not get started. But
so, yes, that's another thing that I was doing.
Yes.
Because you asked me what I've been up to, eh?
Yeah.
And I said nothing, then we went on to that big news disaster story.
Yeah.
But I was out in the city in Wellington, which is lovely, the Pride Festival, and I finally got inducted into my high school's Wall of Fame.
Did you?
Yep. A very special time for me, probably, you know.
Do they let you know about that?
Yeah.
Oh.
They got in touch and told me that I'd, you know, made the shortlist and then I'd finally made it. And
that would have been a proud moment for you.
Oh, I was very
What school
proud.
Do you go to?
Wellington High School.
Yeah.
The only co-ed school in Wellington and the best one by far.
Sure.
Yeah. And so, yes, I'm up there. Diagonally across from me is Tandy Wright, who I've obviously worked with and very been like. Ah. The Mad Butcher's up there.
How far ahead was she? She'd be a few years, was she?
Yeah. She was Tandy Wright. She was in the 80s.
Oh, yeah, was she? Yeah.
I was 91 to 95.
Yeah, good on you.
Yeah. Phoenix Foundation are up there, Monica.
Nice.
They're right next to me.
Yeah. That's a goodie.
Yep. And then some other people.
I'm not sure Horowhenua College has a Hall of Fame or a Wall of Fame. Is it a Wall of Fame?
It's a Wall of Fame.
A Wall
it's
of Fame. I like that.
Yeah.
But I'm on their Wikipedia page. Someone
Are
sent
you?
Me. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Of their alumni. They've got this page on there, and it's extensive. I'm going to look it up. Horowhenua College, which I only went to from fourth form sort of to halfway through seventh form because I went to St. Pat's in Silverstream.
Oh, yeah, you didn't like that though, did you?
Well, it's just so boring being at a boarding school. And then I left halfway through seventh form because my mother said, if your grades don't get better, then you might as well just go to work. And I was like, yeah, boy.
You called your mum boy.
Yeah, boy. She loves it when I call her boy. Okay, this is our list of notable alumni.
Okay.
Bob Bell.
Bob Bell. Now, he was.
Bobby Bell.
Yep.
1929 to 2011. That's how long he was at school. Jeez, that's a good knock from him. Former National Party MP. In the better years, to be fair to him.
Yep.
Fraser Coleman. 1925 to 2008. Former Labor MP. Which he was for 20 years. Darren Hughes, DC Hughes, former Labor Party MP, and a friend of mine as well. I was at school with him at the time. Cody Taylor.
All Black.
Yeah, he was there. And Mike Minogue.
Was there any women there at your school?
Not notable. I feel like there was, is it Susie Aitken?
Yeah, the aerobics all-style slash fitness.
But she might have gone to Waipehu, I'm not sure.
And then she married, I'm thinking of Jude Dobson.
Oh, Jude.
She married that pilot.
Pilot?
From the Air Force.
Oh, sure. We all know our pilots in New Zealand. so that's our notable alumni. It's not a long list. But there you go.
I did watch a funny thing, actually, speaking of the Air Force. Obviously, my partner is in the Air Force.
Obviously.
Yeah, in the military. Well, she's in the band.
Yeah.
Which is beautiful, and I love going to watch the Air Force band.
Yeah.
But then I stumbled across this video of this comedian guy saying how brilliant it was that our Air Force, right, we've got basically no planes.
Yes.
And that our emblem is basically a target with a flightless bird on it.
Yeah, it is.
It's not that good for an Air Force.
No,
it?
I saw that as well.
That did tickle me.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, the guy himself didn't like his delivery, but I thought the joke was pretty funny.
Speaking of watching things, what have I been watching? I watched a movie, finally. I've watched something. You can watch this one if you like.
What is
it? Do you remember Patrick Swayze?
Yeah. My nana never trusted him because his eyes are too close together.
Really?
Yep. She couldn't.
So was she ever in a situation with Patrick Swayze where she needed to trust him?
She couldn't watch him, couldn't trust anything he was saying.
I'm not watching this. No. Can't trust this guy. I don't believe a word he's saying.
Him and Jeremy Coney she had issues with.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like Jeremy Coney. Yeah, I like his commentary very much.
Yeah, but then he broke up his marriage. That's what Anna didn't like.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, his eyes weren't too close together?
No, I think it was just more that he went off with Julie Townsend.
Oh, well, they've been together ever since.
I know, which is, and also, if my nana knew, she wouldn't have known as much about my life. Like,
yeah, I know. Yeah. God, where would you be?
Not in my nana's good books.
No, not at all. For you, Jeremy Coney, and eyes too close together, Patrick Swayze.
Yeah. Anyway, what did you watch with Patrick Swayze in it?
Well, I didn't. I watched a remake.
He's actually dead.
I watched a remake of a movie of his, Roadhouse. Do you remember that from the 80s?
No.
Probably not. He plays a bouncer in a small town where gangs are trying to take over this pub because they want the land or whatever it is, God knows. Very good, though. Cult classic. But it's been remade with Jake Gyllenhaal or Gyllenhaal in the lead. And it's also by the guy that directed all the Bourne movies with Matt Damon.
Bourne Again.
Bourne Supremacy. Bourne Identity. Born to be free, born to be
born
wild.
Born to be wild, yeah.
What was that other one? Something else. Anyway, terrible movie. God, it's bad.
Oh, so it's terrible.
Oh, you'd hate it. You should watch it.
I don't want to watch it.
You watch it. Let me know what you think of it.
I don't even watch good movies. Why would I watch a bad one?
Yeah, I was really shocked at how poor it was. So if you get a chance, jump on that. That's right. On Amazon Prime. That's our little review segment.
I don't have Amazon Prime.
Oh, I know, but you should jump
on
it.
I've just recently cancelled all of my subscriptions.
Have you?
Yes. I realised I was subscribed to things that I've never looked at for yonks. Costing me a fortune.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I don't want to play that game, especially if they're not even paying their taxes.
Well, I've got Spark, and that gives you free Netflix for my mobile phone. You get that for free, and then I think there's a deal half price for Neon or something like that. But I'm the same. I just.
Especially as someone who doesn't watch anything. I don't need any.
No, it's a
waste
of money.
I didn't even realise I had Sky Sport, but I did.
Did you?
Yeah. Haven't been watching it though. Didn't know I had it.
But you'd watch. Oh, well, cricket's been on TVNZ.
Exactly.
So that's the thing now. But now I need it because of the Warriors.
Why? Because what's that on?
That's on Sky Sport. So now I need to have that. But it's bloody expensive. It's like $55 a month or something.
This is why I've stopped
stupid.
It. I should have given you – I think I've still got it for like another 3 weeks. You can use my login.
It's probably – well, I've still got mine, but it's probably cheaper for me to just go to the Warriors game.
Yes.
Than it is to pay $55 a month, unless they're in Australia.
That won't be cheaper.
No, it won't be cheaper at all. what have you been watching? Nothing?
Yeah.
Yeah,
nothing.
Good. Yep. I've, outside of that, just been ploughing through Seinfeld again.
Really?
Oh, so good.
Just the half jeans hour. And sneakers. Yeah.
Yeah, half an hour before bed. Bloody beautiful. Also looking for a new house.
Are you? Out of the flat in Ponsonby?
Yeah.
Why is that? You like looking for new houses, though. You always,
Well, I tell you why.
Okay.
It's... You will have felt the seasons change somewhat.
Yes, it's crisp.
It is.
The air is crisp.
Much crisper. And so now I'm in a position where I'm going to have to spend the next 9 months cleaning a pool that I'm not
it's
using.
It's the pool again.
It's the pool again. Can you imagine, though, cleaning a pool for 9 months?
Why?
You use it for 3 months.
But why do you have to clean it?
Because otherwise it turns into a cesspit.
Put a lid on it.
It's not how it works.
Empty
they don't
it.
Come with a, yeah, same thing. It fills up with rainwater.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Phase it
pain
out.
In the ass. Pain yep. in the ass. And also the house is so cold. And I'm noticing as time goes on, the floorboards are becoming more and more bouncy.
Piles are shot.
Yeah. Individual boards sort of all damp and shit.
Yeah, look, I think you should just move into a new house.
We are. We found one. I like it. But then you've got – have you ever applied – when's it? Oh, probably a while – since you've applied to rent a house.
When Ireland was overseas, I rented that apartment.
Do you remember what the process was for that?
Yeah, I turned up and they recognised me from the telly and said, you can have
the
house.
You can have it. Yeah, right. That's what I was hoping for. This is going this is going through a property development. No, a property
management.
Manager.
Oh, they're terrible.
And so you go through it. The shit you got to fill out is page after page after page. Of quite personal and apparently it's not even relevant as far as I'm concerned, but they want to have multiple references.
It's basically like a credit card application. Like they even don't they even ask you like how much you spend on food a week. It's like,
yeah.
It doesn't matter. I'm allowed to spend whatever I want on food.
Exactly.
Week, as long as I pay your rent.
They wanted the phone number of my accountant and or lawyer so they can talk to them about how much money I make. It's like, I'm telling, and they want to see my pay slips and shit. It's like, fuck. What the fuck? It's, yeah, absolutely shocking, I thought. So anyway, we'll find out how that goes. And then, yeah, of course you have to do it, don't you?
Well, you do if you're, yes. I mean, obviously the thing that I have, being very lucky to own our house.
Yes.
It's ongoing, you know, like having to fix stuff all the time. Actually, the next door neighbours.
Are you though? What's wrong with it? What have you been fixing?
Oh, no, just like cleaning, like chopping things down and then cleaning things up. I've got a plum tree that's not mine, it's the neighbour's, and it drops millions of plums onto my
outdoor. Do you know what you get with plums?
Rats.
Flies. And rats, probably.
Yeah, they're in the ceiling. They're crawling through the ceiling. I put some bait up there, but they don't need to eat the bait. They just scurry around at night time. But, you know, it's just one of those. I actually quite enjoy getting out there. I've got myself a new leaf blower, a steel one, an electric one.
Yeah.
I blow things all the time.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You're renowned for it.
I know. Yeah, I'm very good at it.
Stewie said.
Yep.
That little noise there.
Yeah. So,
could we talk just on that, the leaf blower?
Yes.
I got one of those. It blows and it sucks.
Yeah, well, I looked at the blow sucker.
Oh,
but
I tell you what.
Nah.
Trade it in.
No, I don't know.
Why not?
I love my steel leaf blower. I know.
Yeah. But the sucking is quite enjoyable. We have
I don't
around
want an
house.
Outside vacuum.
Why is that?
Because I just want to blow it away, and there's so much space for me. Like,
are you able to blow it off? And,
it goes into the bush.
Okay, like, cool.
So there's no need for me to suck it.
Yeah. And that's good, because we're at our place, we've got that little courtyard, and it's like a vacuum, an outdoor vacuum.
Yeah, that's
blow
good.
It into a corner, vacuum it up.
But mine just adds to the beautiful natural environment.
Yeah.
So, but I'm thinking of selling, we're thinking of selling our spa.
Is it that much of a pain in the ass?
Just, we never use it. Do you want to buy a spa?
Do you not? Well, no. I don't know where to put it.
It's not that big.
So what? Put it in my bedroom. put it in my pocket.
You could have it here in the podcast.
Well, you can drop it off.
Nah. It's gonna
How much would you charge for a spa? Send me a photo of it.
Oh, see, it's one of those. It's not like a spa. It's one of those Kiwi tubs that you just fill up with actual water. You don't have to there's no chemicals or anything like that involved. And you can either have it heated up through a gas bottle, regular LPG bottle, or you can put a wood in it and have it fire heated.
Can you?
You can take it onto a mountain and it gets hot.
What's it made out of?
Plasticky stuff.
Yeah.
It's good.
No, that doesn't sound good.
Why not?
Because it's plastic.
This is the one time when plastic actually is the right thing to use for something.
Is it?
Because it's so long lasting.
Oh, okay.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That's the thing with plastic. Plastic should actually be like gold.
But the problem with plastic is that it does break down.
Well, not this plastic, because it's good plastic. And this is the thing, like if we use plastic correctly, then it would become a valuable commodity, like gold.
Oh, yum.
Yeah, but we're fucking it up, you see.
Fucking plastic's getting a bad rap, man,
it deserves one, and it's also, again, all those idiots that, you know, it's all these men that run the
country. Oh, it's the men, 100%.
That was close. Fucking up the plastic.
I know, it's disgraceful. See, if we had someone like Nicola Willis running the country, it'd be fucking awesome. Hey, that's who we need in there.
No. Not her either. She's a woman.
Men and Nicola Willis are the issue. Yeah, I'd love a spa. I feel like I'd use that more.
Yeah, well, we just realised that I'm, you know me. Do I like being in the water?
You don't like it.
I don't love it.
But also the beauty of, and especially in a winter, at a winter's evening.
Yeah, but then you get in the spa.
And you don't drink wine, but for you a beer.
Yeah, you get in there, that's lovely, but then you've got to get out and you're freezing and wet.
Yeah.
So then all of that nice time is forgotten because, like, fuck, it's cold. Oh, my God, my feet are so sore because I can't walk on bare feet.
And you got jandals, man?
Yeah, got slides.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, but even I'd have forgotten to take them out there because I always probably forgot my towel as well. I'm having to walk in across the plums.
You just got to make sure
I've got plums in between my toes. I'm just trying to get back into the house. This is not an enjoyable experience. No,
it sounds like you need one of those blowers that also suck. So you pick up those plums. Yeah, I mean, you just got to make sure that your time in the spa is lovely enough that it's worthwhile. Nah.
I've got a bath.
Had a nice bath, did you? Oh, you started telling me too much there.
I had a nice phone call the other day, actually.
Oh, yeah. That's different to a bath.
Yeah, I wasn't talking about a bath.
What was a nice phone call?
Oh, no, it wasn't a phone call. It was a meeting.
Oh.
I met up with Paul Yates. That was lovely. Yeah.
That's right. That is lovely. So you meet him. I thought you ran into him.
No, we purposely arranged to see each other.
Yeah, good.
Because we like each other.
Yeah, good.
We had a lovely catch up.
Yeah. Yeah, well, his episode, I think, came out. Is that coming out this week? Or last week it came out? It'll be last week. Yeah,
But depends when this comes out.
No, this is coming out next week.
Is it?
Yeah, trying to make it a bit more topical and get something going on that's happening in our lives at the moment.
Yeah.
To that end, actually, it is interesting just to get way back to that news stuff, but the very real effects that the cuts have, because it's had a very real effect on you and your work, and it affects your whole planning for the whole year.
Yeah, when you think you've got a job
that's on the way,
be solid, and then you find out at the same time the rest of the country does that it's not there anymore.
Exactly.
I could have been looking for work. You know, I mean, the good thing is when I was getting my photo up at Wellington High School, I talked to them about maybe becoming a relief teacher.
Hey!
So you know what? That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Full circle.
No, but it would be fun.
You'd like, it'll be totally fine.
A relief teacher at a high school, I'd just go and have a laugh all day.
Oh, 100%. You know, no responsibility. Yeah, teach them nothing, sweet as. And yeah, but that's right, it is. It's and we'll always be fine. But yeah, there are and then there's also the people out there, certainly working at those places, where, like, where do you go? Like, if everywhere's closing, where do those people go?
They've got to have to retrain.
Yeah, retrain.
Someone told me, actually, here's another thing I did. Had a mammogram, my first free one, because I'm over 45. And
congrats, man.
Yeah, thank you.
How was that?
Oh, so squishy and lovely. But
is it a lovely mammogram? Do they warm up those plate
things? No, we talked about that. And I said, this is you need to change this.
Right.
And she was, like, laughing. So we were having a great old time.
Do you just go,
Aisha? No, you can't do that.
You're not allowed to.
No, you basically just stand there, and then the lovely person.
Yes.
Just woman handles you.
Do many men do that work, job?
Don't know. Well, I've only had one, and it was a woman. So.
Yeah.
But she said if I was needing another job, I should retrain as a mammogram
man.
I was like, yeah, sure. I don't know if it's for
me. How much work would that take? Is that like?
I don't know. Like it must. She's not. I said, are you a doctor or a nurse? She's like, no. I think it's like a radiographer.
Right.
Similar. I should have found out the facts before I started telling the story.
No. You don't need facts here.
No. Yeah. So,
yeah. Oh, that'll be good.
So it's 6 months training.
6 months.
Yep.
Yeah. Did it seem to you like it needed 6 months?
Yes.
Based on it was. It was quite complicated. Now, how does that go? Because obviously, it's not something I've been involved in before. But do they? Are they manoeuvring you in any way, or are they offering instructions?
She was very nice. Like she's realised, and I think some people would find the whole thing horrific, and I understand that, especially you know. But whereas I don't really care.
Right.
So I think, yes.
Yeah, she's like, in there moving things around?
She goes and she get in there and she's like, do you want to put on a little thingy? She's like, but to be honest, nurse's it gets outfit. In the way. And I said, no, I don't care. Walked out there and then she's like, okay, so you've got to stand. First of all, you've got to stand sideways.
Yeah.
And then she props your breast onto the plates thing.
The platter.
She's got her arms around you, kind of shushing it.
Charcuterie board.
It around there. To be honest, I think if you've got a more ample bosom.
It's easier.
Easier.
Yeah, right.
So I was good
you're
in that
good
regard.
As gold, weren't you?
Yeah. And then she just winds the thing down and goes, and she's like, now it's going to get a bit tight. And she pulls this other lever and goes, And he's like, are you okay? And then she's like, okay, now.
Is it sort of like a luncheon sausage sandwich? Is that what we're dealing with?
Yeah, like if you had a big chub and then you just squished it down, it was like a
between a couple of slices of white bread, a little bit of tomato sauce, a bit of butter.
Like banged it down with a rolling pin or something.
Right.
And then she has to run off and take the x-ray. So then she's like, okay, hold your breath. And you're like, and then she does And then just a variety of other ones.
Yeah, right. How'd you go? Did you win?
I don't know yet.
Oh, yeah.
They said it takes about 3 weeks.
Well, you go.
I was just going to say, and she said, now look, please, they'll probably say come and have another x-ray at the hospital, but please don't think you've got cancer because we just do that to everyone on their first one. So it's really nice.
Okay, that's good. That's nice and informative.
Unless I do have cancer, in which case, bad.
Yeah,
she'd make me feel good. Yeah.
You said I didn't have cancer. Yeah, what did I have done recently? That would have been the old, the bum there. What do they call that?
Prostate.
Nah. They got the old
colonoscopy.
Thank you. Did I tell you about that?
No, I don't think you did.
Yeah, that was good as gold. I'd heard a lot of yarns about it, that the time leading up to it, because you're taking all these pills and things and drinks and things to try and clear out. And people were very negative about the whole experience. Oh, it's horrendous and da-da-da-da-da. Good as gold.
I think some people just make these things horrendous.
Yeah.
But although it probably is as well for some people. So I'm not, if you found it uncomfortable, then.
Yeah, totally. But it was quite good to have everyone banging on about it because the actual experience was fine.
Don't you get quite good drugs when you have a colonoscopy?
You do.
Yeah.
It was definitely an opioid.
Yeah.
Which I'm not averse to when it comes to those sorts of things. It's very.
Or any sorts of things.
Yeah, anytime. But if I had one complaint, it was I wasn't given enough of it.
Yeah.
Because not long after the operation, I was almost back to normal. And I sort of felt like if I could have had a few days of that, that would have been the go. But it was fine. You take the drugs and you have a little bit of, trots for a while there.
Yeah, he's clearing it out,
But I assumed it would be, I'd be up all night dealing with that, but I wasn't.
Yeah.
I was sort of asleep by 9:30 with no further issues. Went in there. They said, beautiful.
Oh, about your anus.
Yeah. They had got the camera in there and all that sort of thing. Said you could eat your dinner off it. It's looking that good.
I don't think they did actually say that.
She might have used different.
Has your wife ever said that to you?
She hasn't had a camera in there, to be fair.
Oh, right.
So very hard for her to tell. But this was an expert. She does this Susan, all day, every day. She's like, this is beautiful. She said, really in great nick down there. So, congrats. So, I'm happy about that.
Great. Did you just have one because you thought it was a sensible thing to do?
Yes, because I've had a mate that had one done. And he had something, I can't remember the phrasing for it, but it's something where it's sort of precancerous.
Yeah.
It's not, maybe it's polyps.
Yeah,
right?
Polyps.
Something
yes,
like that.
Yes.
So he had something, and then that's what it was. But quite a lot of guys I know now have been going and getting tested. Good. And I don't understand, because of course a lot of men are very much along the lines of, if I don't go get checked, are you like this? You're not like
I'm
this.
I'm a bit like this, yes.
If I don't go and get checked.
Last time I was here.
Yeah, then I'm fine, which I've never understood. Get it checked out.
No, I'd just rather not know.
Yeah. While it gets progressively worse and goes from being something you could fix easily to terminal.
I know it's not rational.
I know. It's
and
odd,
I'm
going
and I'm changing that behaviour. That's why we don't got a mammogram, okay?
How good. Just needs to be free.
It was free. Yeah.
If it's free, I'll do it. Otherwise forget it. So that was quite a good experience actually. I like that one. I've crossed that one off. What have I had done before? I've had the finger. That was my doctor down in Wellington, and that was another case of a friend of mine who was like mid-30s, I think, and he got prostate cancer. Mm. So I thought, well, I'm older than him, so I'm going to go get tested. But so what they do is they make you lie on your side in the fetal position, which sort of makes you easier to access, I think would be the way to put it. And my doctor, she was great actually. I won't say her name. But wonderful human, but sort of like the hands of a farmer. She's, she's a big woman, and she accessed me digitally, but I made the mistake of asking her what are you actually looking for? Like when you're in there, what are you actually looking for? And I shouldn't have done that. I should have let her finish first. because what she did was she put her finger in, and I don't know why I went like that. It was more like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
She went like that.
Yeah.
And she was saying, well, actually, because what I'm looking for is it's right here. And normally it'll be, you know, if it's normal, I won't feel anything there. But if it's swollen, I'll be able to feel it here and here and here. And you don't want it to be big like that. You don't want it to be big like that. You want it to be smaller, so it'll sort of be here. Meanwhile, I'm going,
Can you explain for audio listeners what you're doing?
Oh, yeah. So I've putting my finger into, I think they'll get it. Anyway, so she was.
Imagine what he's doing. So it's she not was.
So anyway, she began fiddling around downstairs there while she was commentating on what it would be that she was looking for, whereas normally it would take 3 seconds.
She was giving you a lesson, an instruction.
She was.
You know.
She was like, it was like she was at medical school talking to students, and I was the dummy lying on the gurney. You know, she normally you would just use a doll, like one of those resuscitation dolls, which has a fake bum. And opens out the other side so people can see what you're doing. But anyway, it took about, it felt like about 2 hours, but it was probably about 20 seconds. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but normally it probably would have been like 5 seconds.
And yeah, very bugger all, just do it and out. But yeah, she was commentating it. So yeah, that was regrettable.
But at least, you know, you're healthy, you're safe.
Oh, no, it's good as gold. You know, I don't care. I don't care about that stuff.
No, neither do I. No. Same as with smears.
Yeah, get into it.
Oh, I need a hip one though.
Fill your boots, do you?
Yep, overdue.
Now, people say that that's not a nice experience.
I disagree.
Same thing.
Yep. I just always have a lovely chat to the nurse.
Yeah.
And I, luckily for me, for whatever reason, but I think it's probably because I'm relaxed and I go into thinking, well, this is fun.
I do the same.
So I feel like that helps it not to be uncomfortable, and it's not uncomfortable. I mean, look, people shove things up their vaginas
It's the willingness that's absent in those sorts of situations, right? Yep. So if you remove the awkwardness.
Yeah. Then you're the hole that you have there, which is more than capable of receiving a speculum.
Is that what it is?
It's a speculum, yeah.
I don't know what that is. What's that?
It's a metal, they call it the duck thing. It's like a metal speculum. They lube it up.
How long is it?
It's about that long, but that doesn't go all the way in.
9 inches.
Yeah, but then you could go in and they screw this little thing and it opens it up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, does it?
Yeah, it goes open like that.
So and it's then, got like a vagina jack.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a jack for a car, getting the car to change the tyre. And then they get the little
plonky thing.
What's that, plonky?
It's like the swabber, the big long swabby stick.
Oh, yeah.
So that then they, but then it makes it kind of, it can feel like a prick, but
sure,
not like an actual prick.
Like a sharp.
Like a sharp.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And then they do that and then you're away laughing.
Right.
And they undo it.
And you're literally laughing, are you?
I'm always laughing.
Then they put the jack down.
Yeah, clunk, clunk. And it actually does make a noise. It's like quite metallic. It's like clunk, clunk, clunk.
Well, that's us for another episode, another brilliant episode of the Wellington Paranormal Podcast.
That's for the listeners to decide, but yes.
Yeah. I reckon. This podcast was recorded at Frank Studios in Ponsonby, Tamaki Makaurau. If you'd like to rent the studio, you can by getting in touch with us via email. Flick one through to mike@frankmanagement.nz. We're also sponsored by B2B Speakers. B2B Speakers, they are Between Two Beers who do a podcast. The podcast interviews great New Zealanders, whether you know them or not, very popular podcast. And this little addy here that I'm going to read you is about the speakers division, whether they get the people that were guests to be the speakers. B2B Speakers brings guests you hear on Between Two Beers to your event as MCs or speakers. You can choose from well-known champions like Kieran Reid, Raylene Castle, Lee Hart, Hayley Holt, to the low-key legends like Dave Wood, Dave Latelli, Mia Mutu, Chelsea Lane, and a whole lot more, including Mike Minogue and potentially at some time very soon, Karen O'Leary. If you've been blown away by any of the stories you've heard on their podcast, and you should listen to that podcast, it's fantastic. You can now share that inspiration with those you work with, or you might just want a funny bugger for your awards tonight. No matter what you need, B2B can help you out, and we're adding new guests each week. Really excited about that. So go and visit their website, b2bspeakers.co.nz, and get involved. I'd like to thank composer Monica. as in Monica Rara composers, and I'd like to thank them.
Yeah.
I just read the words that were written. Yeah. It didn't make any sense. Also, I'd thank Paul Yates and Jermaine Clement for letting this happen. You can follow us on Instagram, TikTok. Instagram is Wellington Paranormal Podcast. TikTok is Wellington Paranormal Pod. YouTube is Wellington Paranormal the Podcast, where you can watch full episodes. All of these are recorded. The whole thing's get on there and have a geeze. Karen is on Instagram as Karen O'Leary NZ. Mike is Mr. Mike Minogue on Instagram. Hodaki Big Show is my radio show. Podcast where you get podcasts. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Have you ever podcast where you get podcasts?
No, I don't know.
I might delete that. When you go and get this podcast, wherever you get it from, please review us. Leave a five star rating if you can, and a little review there too. We should probably check those
because we wanted poems.
We do want poems. We're going to have a look. And we're going to find out in our fan episode. Have a bloody ripper. See yous later.
Kia ora kākite.
Hey.
Frank Podcast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.